Hello and welcome back to Most Clicked. I'm joined by Kyle Campbell from The Education Marketer, Matt Lees from Smile. I'm your host, Nathan from Smile. And this week, we are here to discuss the rather provocative title, which I'm not sure that I 100% agree with, is Hybrid Events Are Dead. Kyle, why did you make me say this?
Are we actually going with that title? That's a bold decision. I mean, this is based on a post I wrote recently on LinkedIn. I didn't go as far as say hybrid events are dead per se. What I said was more on the lines of what we imagine hybrid events would be hasn't quite come to pass. So let me articulate what this means in a bit more context. So I think in the kind of peak of the pandemic and through 2021, really, we were very much focusing on, okay, all events that we're delivering now, we need to deliver simultaneously with this sort of hybrid element so we can entertain both a digital and an in-person audience at the same time. But the reality is in the sector, we've pivoted hard back to in-person, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because students want it in person for the higher education experience and making people feel like they're part of campus and that sort of thing. In person is clearly the superior option. But that doesn't mean digital isn't important. And you know, in some cases for international audiences and postgraduate students, digital is very valuable. But looking at it holistically, what you have there isn't a hybrid model where you're desperately trying to make the in-person stuff happen on campus translate into a digital experience. There are other ways you can do this. So for one option, I said that you can have your in-person days, but you can also run like digital ones, so you know how to cater to your audience. But the one that was resonated with people the most was actually saying, right, it's not just about the in-person day and the event as it happens, it's about what you do with the content afterwards. And this was an idea that resonated with, you know, quite a few HE marketers, where you actually record your in-person sessions, but rather than just publishing what you recorded on the day as it was, you actually go over that content and you look for the highlights throughout it. So in any sort of subject taught, there's probably like a good couple of minutes worth of footage where an academic is absolutely killing it. The room's engaged, they're really passionate and in that zone on the topic. Stuff like that is just perfect to be cut up and repurposed on video across social networks. But that doesn't happen to the extent that I feel it has so much potential to happen in higher ed. It's quite common in B2B and like, you know, SaaS organizations where they have podcasts and they chop it up and they use it again. But it doesn't happen in higher eds. We tend to just take it and then put it online. We don't process it and then turn it into a load of social content that can be used. And this idea seems to gain a bit of traction, which is really cool. So I think, you know, rather than saying hybrid events are dead, I think the promise of hybrid events is perhaps not as it was supposed to be. But now there's new opportunity that we can tap in that regard.
Do you even have a clear idea of what a hybrid event is meant to be? Because I'm not sure I do personally. And I'm coming from an agency that builds an online event platform, right? Yeah. And like people come to us and say, okay, we need to do hybrid events. Is your platform set up to do it? And I'm like, well, what is a hybrid event? What does it mean? Because I'm a bit like you, Kyle, is I don't think the delivery mechanism is it. I think it's about, for years I've said this, before we even invented an online events platform, we've talked about universities should be more like publishers and they should be prolific in content. And you know, you're a content man, you know this, but why our platform is built around repurposing and repackaging content into a unified narrative, right? And for me, you can take out the word hybrid. The hybrid means nothing. It's just an event. I don't care if that's online, in person, delivered in the metaverse. I don't care. It's the content that I actually really care about and whether I'm able to consume it. So my challenge to you, Kyle, is what is hybrid anyway?
This is it, isn't it? I mean, I have an understanding of what some of my audience understand hybrid to be. For me, I would say a hybrid delivery mechanism is meeting audiences' needs. But the, I think with the confusion, not the confusion, but the challenge comes and the problems come is when you try to run an event and you go, it's a hybrid event, and you try and cater to both those audiences at the same time. That is incredibly challenging. Mm. So for me, I think it's better to split those out. So you don't necessarily have a hybrid event. You have one for digital, one for in-person. Mm. However, I think it's possible to have hybrid elements throughout an event. So for instance, I've spoken in the past about Amazon Explore, right? So Amazon Explore, it's like a digital tour where a tour guide takes someone around like a city. But at the end of the tour, the tour guide takes someone into a shop and they get to pick a product, which is then shipped out to their house and it arrives 2 days later, right? That for me is a hybrid experience because it links that digital and in-person experience. So rather than saying this is a hybrid event, it's quite nice to marry digital with in-person elements to make them more, you know, feel like they're part of that. And that's where the most powerful elements of hybrid for me are. But I think if you're using, you know, I'm thinking like university events, for instance, I think you have your in-person open day, you give it a long digital tail with all the content that you can generate from it. And then maybe you have like a program of ongoing digital events to target niche platforms, maybe with postgraduate students, maybe that international audience, because now that technology's there and we know how to do it, rather than trying to hone it all in on one day.
Oh yeah,
to both people, it just seems like you're adding so much risk for no reason.
It's such an outdated concept of the open in a virtual presence, at least, because the whole point of an open day in the physical presence was that logistically it makes sense to get everybody to come to one physical location on one day because of the logistics of that. With digital, that's not actually a problem.
There were some cool examples, going back to your example, Kyle, of Amazon. A few years ago, I can't remember who it was, but I think they had somebody like on a bike or something with a 360 camera, and they were, there was a live chat, and they could kind of, applicants could send in messages, and then this person would ride their bike around to a certain place on campus and show that off. Like, that seems like a really cool way of showing off campus for those who, you know, perhaps can't make it, or maybe it's not a top choice university for them, but they're still interested to find out more. Maybe they're international audiences, but a good way to kind of show things off without needing to make the trip to campus.
Yeah. It's for me, it's the real time elements of a longer lasting digital experience that make something hybrid. Like if you don't put something into an online medium that's real time, if that doesn't exist, then it's just a web page, right? It's just, that could just be a page on the website. So there's got to be that element of real timeness to it, which is, like Kyle said, it's got to address a problem, it's got to address a need. But there's so many things that could be now, from live streams, live Q&As, all these things are so easy to get set up. But also, there's this risk that because we attach the word hybrid to it, that we overthink what it needs to be. I don't think any applicant on this planet is going, gosh, I really need to attend a hybrid event this year for that university that I'm considering. They're just like, I just need to know this information. And it's going to make sense at some point to have a real-time interaction with somebody. And the university needs to be there. It needs to be present. And it needs to use platforms that make it dead easy for people to have that. And to be prolific in how they generate content and engage with audiences. So for me, that, you know, the question of what is hybrid, I know I started with, well, what is hybrid anyway? But for me, it is those long-lasting digital experiences with elements of real-time interactions in there.
Yeah, I think you're right there. And there's also that fringe technology coming down the line as well, isn't there? Like, you know, wider use of AR. I mean, if you're looking like, I don't know, a few years into the future, probably it's 5 years before it's widely adopted in event spaces. But, you know, Nathan, you and I have spoken about this quite a length in the past, and how you know, VR is a bit limiting, whereas AR is like open. So it's quite easy to access those platforms and put a digital layer on top of something. So you could say that that's like a hybrid experience. So the digital layer adds something to that in-person experience. So you're not trying to cater for the needs of two audiences. You kind of use technology to enhance the audience in that physical space.
Well, look, last week, you know, we talked about Leeds Beckett and they had that period of prolific innovation online and stuff, and the experiments. And I would love to see that around online events at the moment, especially as we are coming out of the pandemic, I suppose, to some extent. I'd like to see these miniature experiments as to what these types of events could be and what technologies we could use to power that. I'd also like to have these things happen where they're not even badged as events, you know, like LinkedIn Audio, for example. I'd like to see some of those rooms just popping up in people's feeds for PGR and PGT courses and stuff. So I think it's a very interesting time. I think there are a lot of tools at universities' disposal to do lots of stuff. And I think what we're saying here is that we're ending the episode realizing that our headliners fooled everybody and that actually hybrid events aren't dead. So sorry. All right. Well, thanks as always. Appreciate your time. Thank you to all of our wonderful subscribers out there. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please drop us a like. And until next time, see you next week.